Blog Talk
Good
Radio.
Evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, hosted by New Harvest Changers. I'm going to give everybody a few seconds to come on and prepare themselves for our prayer. We have a lot to talk about in noonday prayer today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in. I know that people are now preparing themselves to come in for noonday prayer. Saints, we have a lot on our plate to talk about today in noonday prayer. One of my focus on prayer today is mental illness, and the second would be shooting guns in the wrong hand with the wrong people. So I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on into prayer. Get yourself ready to come into prayer. Amen.
Bluetooth connected.
Be what to do, where to turn. But if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. No, God, I'm praying for you. Well, I pray things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. Falling by the wayside. We're sleeping on the steering wheel. I'm going to play one more praise song, and then we're going to go into our noonday prayer. My heart is heavy today. Lord, my heart is heavy.
I do.
right here, my life is here, and I'll be your living sacrifice for you. You're refined, the refiner. I want to be tried by Lost for words this morning. When you look at the mental illnesses and all the diseases and all the derangement and the schizophrenia and the bipolar and people who are mentally sick, who knows to go get help. And then you have those who do just the opposite. Say it's a choice. So tell me, how are we as Christians? I'm not talking about the worldly folks, but the Christian people. Come on now. Sit back. Not do something. As you know, Buffalo, New York, 10 dead because a young man decided he didn't like black people. San Antonio, California, Geneva Presbyterian Church. One dead, 5 injured. And then yesterday, Uvalde, Texas. My God, 19 children died. 2 adults. Had a mental illness of an 18-year-old. Cancun, Mexico. 1 died, 6 injured. Can I just say, this is not some compartment store incident. This is worldwide. This morning, my heart was so heavy. I went out and I looked at the mass shootings in 2022. Let me just run it down to you how it is so bad. And in the end, 2 died at a gun violence. In Florida, Kissimmee, 1 died at a gun violence. California, Highlands, 1 died. Louisiana, New Orleans, 1 died. Illinois, Chicago, 2 died. Gun violence. Texas Houston, can't even get it out. Texas. Houston, 2 died. Texas Amarillo, 1 died. Arkansas. Hot Springs National Park, 1 died. Missouri, St. Louis, 1 died. New York, Peterson, 1 died. Illinois, Chicago, 1 died. We gotta come with a better solution. This is why God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, cry out to me, then will I heal the land. Saints, can I just say, we're not fighting a pandemic of COVID no more. We're fighting a disease of mental illness on this land that's just rapid and running free and just doing whatever it wishes to do. And that's a scary thing. Let us go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, this morning we come to you. Whether it be evening, morning, or afternoon in some countries and some places, we come to you, Father God, with our hearts heavy. Father God, for you know all that's going on. You see the things that's happening down on this earth. Father God, protect our babies. They have nothing to do with the wickedness and the evilness of man. So, Father God, we ask that you protect them right now. Let not another child, another senior, another infant die by the hand of an evil person. Well, Father God, we cry out to you. Father, go by the school and heal the teachers and principals and staff where this mass shooting took place. Father, go by the parents' house, those who have lost their little ones. Father God, I know they're asking why, Lord, why my child? Father God, we don't know why, but we do know this. You will give them peace that will pass all understanding, Father God. Heal their broken hearts right now, Father God. Mend their brokenness right now, Father God. Give them strength right now, Father God, to hold on to your hand right now, Father God. Don't let them become angry and bitter because they said God wasn't there. But, Father God, let them know you was there right now, Father God. Let them know that Satan was there as well. And this devil that was in this young man decided to act out on God's children right now, Father God. So, Father God, we bind up this mental illness disease right now, Father God. We bind up schizophrenia right now. We even bind up bipolar, dementia right now, Father God. For we know that anytime someone has a mental illness right now, Father God, it becomes a disaster on our front porch right now, Father God. So we bind that spirit right now, Father God, and we cast that spirit back to the hell from which it came from right now, Father God. For those that are suffering with mental illness right now, Father God, make sure that they stay on their medication and regimens right now, Father God. Let them not walk around in their own flesh and in their own emotions willing to hurt someone right now, Father God. So, Father God, we cry out to you right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our elderly right now, Father God, who's suffering with dementia and schizophrenia right now, Father God. Heal their minds right now, Father God. Touch their souls right now, Father God. Shake what's loose out of them that's not of you right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our teenagers right now, Father God. Stop the gun violence right now, Father God. Go into the government right now, Father God, from the president down to the secretaries right now, Father God, all those who are gun lobbying right now, Father God, who do not want to do anything about these guns right now, Father God, shake their spirit right now, Father God, shake it like it never been shaken right now, Father God, let them not have a good night's sleep right now, Father God, for they know that these guns are falling in the wrong hands right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you shake every politician spirit right now, Father God, who do not want to get up and do anything about the gun violence right now, Father God. Let them have a spirit that shakes them so bad that they go into fear about gun violence right now, Father God. Father God, direct the president and vice president right now to stop this gun violence right now, Father God. Let it be that no teenager have nothing to do with a gun right now. Let it be, Father God, that a teenager can't even go to a pawn store to purchase a gun right now, Father God. Father God, let all doors shut when it comes to purchasing a gun for a teenager right now, Father God. Even right down to a BB gun right now, Father God. Let them not have any access to any weapons that will harm others right now, Father God. Father God, let it be that the law put a stamp of approval that this is the last day, Father God, that a little child will die because of a gun violence right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are looking high, you're sitting high, you're looking low on the land right now, Father God, and we know that your heart must be fully broken right now for all of these little kids that have been shot by an innocent, by being innocent and shot by an individual right now, Father God, who says that he was mental ill right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go to the churches right now, Father God. Open the church's doors where these people who suffer with all kinds of ailments right now can go and seek their pastors or their priests right now, Father God, so that they can sit down and have a spiritual cleansing right now, Father God. For Father God, this is not your way nor your will right now, Father God. For you said in the last day it will be the days like Noah right now, Father God. So Father God, continue on watching over your children right now, Father God. Continue on giving us strength right now, Father God, to go out to the highways and byways, Father God, to talk to those who are mentally ill right now, Father God, to give us the word of God that will heal their minds right now, Father God, heal that wicked spirit in them right now, Father God, so that they will not go out to the highways and byways right now, Father God, to damage or hurt anybody else right now, Father God, right down to even our little babies right now, Father God, for these children did not deserve this right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call on you right now in the land right now, Father God, to help us right now, Father God, to guide us right now, Father God. Father God, give the government wisdom, knowledge, and understanding right now, Father God, to stop the gun violence right now, Father God, to cease the gun violence right now, Father God. So, Father God, we know that you are the author and the finisher of anything that happens lives right now, Father God. Father God, let it be that anybody who's thinking of taking a gun and hurting their own family right now, Father God, for there have even been gun violence in the homes right now, Father. Women have killed their whole family right now, Father God. Where men have killed their whole family right now, Father God. Anyone who's in this position right now, Father God, whisper a word in their ear right now, Father God. Well, they will not take that family's life right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we call down for people who have suicidal thoughts right now, Father God. Father God, touch their heart where they are not suicidal right now, Father God, with a gun in their hand right now, Father God. Let them put the gun down and let them know that you are the answer right now, Father God. Let them lean not to their own understanding, but let them lean to you right now, Father God. For you said that if we trust in you and lean not to our own understanding, if we acknowledge you in all of our ways, you shall direct our footsteps right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call on you right now, Father God, to direct the footsteps of these individuals right now, Father God. Let them know that killing someone is not the way to their problem right now, Father God. Let them know that they will not be able to solve their problem by killing anyone else, Father God. Father God, we ask that you cease the hand of the enemy right now with this gun violence right now, Father God. Father God, let us walk together hand in hand, not of color, not of race, not of money, not of wealth, but let us walk together as Christians right now, Father God, edifying each one and supporting everyone else right now, Father God. Father God, let us all come together in unity. Let us come together in unity, knowing that we are your children and that we can love one another right now, Father God. Let us come together right now, God, in unity as a Christian right now, Father God. Let us come together right now, Father God, in unity right now, Father God. Let us come together, Father God, knowing that we are in this world that's got so much wicked. But right now, Father God, let us come together right now, Father God. Let us pick up the word of God when we having issues right now, Father God. Let us bask in the word of God. Let us sit in the word of God. Let us sit in your presence right now, Father God. For if we just be still right now, Father God, and hear your voice right now, Father God, whatever ailment we have in our body right now, Father God, you will heal right now, Father God. Whatever sickness we're having right now, Father God, you will correct right now, Father God. For the word of God is a soul-saving right now, Father God. For the word of God is a healing word right now, Father God. All we have to do is say the name of Jesus. And the Bible said the enemy is even trembling right now, Father God. Father God, let us not work this thing out in our own ways. But Father God, let us work it out in your ways right now, Father God. Father God, I want you to go to the hospitals right now, Father God, where there's people still suffering with COVID right now, Father God. Touch and heal their bodies right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the mothers right now, Father God, who's going through some strain of taking care of their family right now, Father God. Father God, give them the sustenance to continue taking care of their family right now, Father God. Look down on our fathers as well, Father God, who's struggling to keep a roof over their family's head right now, Father God. Give them the sustenance right now, Father God. Close the doors where they need to be closed, Father God, and open the doors where they need to be open right now, Father God. Look down on our businesses right now, Father God. Let everyone who's looking for a job right now, Father God, open the doors right now, Father God, so that they can be right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our children for the summer as well, Father God. Let no harm come to our children as they begin to start their summer right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our government, our politicians, our police officers, and even our armies right now, Father God, our navies and marines, Air Force, Coast Guard right now, Father God. Keep them all safe in your bosom right now, Father God. For Father God, we cry this morning, Father God. We're hearts heavy right now, Father God, knowing that you can fix whatever's wrong in the nation right now, Father God. Let the war with Ukraine cease right now, Father God. Let the war with Ukraine right now cease and desist right now, Father God, so that these people can go back to their homeland right now, Father God, and rebuild their home right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, let all the wars that is all over the nations right now, Father God, cease and desist right now, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that word is not the answer right now, Father God, but prayer is the answer right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, we have our own wars here in the United States with drugs right now, Father God. Cease and desist the drug wars right now, Father God. Cease and desist all those who's using drugs right now, Father God. Cease and desist all those, Father God, who have alcohol problems right now, Father God. Let them know that the answer is not in the drugs or alcohol right now, Father God, but let them know that the answer is in you right now, Father God. Father God, give people patience right now, Father God, to not be quick-tempered right now, Father God, to not be argumentative right now, Father God, but let the nation start having a love of them, of you and them right now, Father God, so that they can learn to get along with each other with the word of love right now, Father God. For we know that you are a God of love right now, Father God. For we know you are a God of mercy right now, Father God. For we know you are a God who cares about your children right now, Father God. So let us act as if we are your children and not of Satan, the father of lies right now, Father God. Let us walk in love, loving one another right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, let us walk in love, loving ourselves right now, Father God. Let us not be moved by what people say or think about us right now, Father God, but let us be moved by what you think of us right now, Father God. Let us be moved that we know we are loved by you, Father God. So let us demonstrate the love that you have for us and others right now, Father God. For Father God, we are looking for some answers right now, Father God. We're looking for you to heal the land right now, Father God, and we're going to stand on your word right now, Father God, knowing that you will heal the land right now, Father God, knowing that you will go ahead and protect our children right now, Father God, protect everyone's children right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Father God, for we're standing on your word right now, Father God, not unbelieving, but with faith right now, Father God. We're standing on your word right now, Father God, for wisdom right now, Father God. We're standing on your word right now, Father God, for knowledge right now, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you strengthen us right now, Father God. We ask that you strengthen our hearts right now, Father God, and let us not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God, for we know all things are possible with you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call out on your name, asking for your praise and your prayer right now, Father God. We ask you for your hand to move swift right now, Father God, to healing the illnesses in this man right now, Father God. For, Father God, we know that all things are done with you right now, Father God, and we're going to claim the victory in your holy name. Amen, amen. Saints, tonight we have a Bible study with Restoration Online. I always tell you, don't meet me there, beat me there. If there is anyone in your family, let's just be real. We all have issues. We all have problems. But when it gets to the point where a person has a mental illness and they want to do harm, saints, get them attention. Get them some help right away. Because the longer you allow that individual to walk around with mental illness, the more the storm begins to brew. I ask, Father, that if there's anyone out there that's suffering any type of mental illness, Father, let them be able to know that they have to get help. Mental illness doesn't mean you're crazy. Mental illness means something is not functioning right within your chemical or within your mind. I implore and I ask each and every last one of you right now, think before you do. Because once you do, it causes others pain. This is my prayer. Amen, and God bless each and every last one of you. Please join us tonight online at Restoration Online for Bible study. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen.